I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. Officials of the Council Bluffs-based Iowa West Foundation have announced they're distributing nearly $4.5 million in grants for the third quarter of 2014. The grants will be used to assist 18 nonprofit organizations and governmental entities with funding for area projects. Among the grant recipients was the Griswold Public Library, which is receiving $1,500 toward technology improvements. The Council Bluffs Public School District, Iowa West Foundation Initiative for School Administrative Managers and Summer School Programming is receiving $2.95 million from the Iowa West Foundation. Also, Heartland Family Services, Iowa Family Works Residential Substance Abuse Treatment is receiving $175,000. Iowa Western Community College Foundation performing at the Arts Center in Council Bluffs, $30,000. Lewis Central Community School District with Heartland Family Service and Iowa West Foundation Initiative for a Mental Health Program amounting to $150,943. The Manning Betterman Foundation Manning Child Care Renovation Project is receiving $12,500. And Pottawatomie County Mental Health and Substance Abuse Network General Operating Support is receiving $30,000 from the Iowa West Foundation. Funding for the foundation's grants comes from investment earnings in the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contracted license fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. A complete list of the grant recipients can be found under this same story on our website at kjan.com. Just look under the news tab. Three Southwest Iowa cities will save interest money over the life of loans for water quality projects. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 27 cities will save a total of $1.3 million through the State Revolving Fund Interest Rate Reduction Program. Carson, Malvern, and Farragut receive loan interest rate reductions from 3% to 1.75%. Carson will save more than $33,830 over the life of a water project loan, while Malvern will save over $29,180 on a project loan. And in Farragut, the city will save a little over $17,693 on a loan. In total, the program has provided low-cost financing worth more than $2.3 billion to more than 500 Iowa cities. The state program allows communities to take on lower startup costs without needing a reserve. Assisted projects typically include upgrades or the construction of public wastewater or drinking water systems. The ultimate goal, they say, is for those savings to translate to lower water rates for Iowa residents. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Wednesday awarded $928,000 in Main Street Iowa Challenge grants to 13 communities around the state. The grants will benefit local improvement projects such as facade upgrades and restoration, upper floor rehabilitation, and remodeled spaces for expanding downtown businesses. Among the grant recipients was the city of Manning, which received $75,000 toward the $157,492 cost of a downtown revitalization project. Elsewhere in the news, a traffic stop late last night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a woman on a warrant out of Page County. Red Oak police say an SUV driven by 35-year-old Melissa Ann Bissell of Red Oak was pulled over at around 9:50 p.m. in the 2400 block of Highway 48. After officers learned Bissell was wanted for theft in the fifth degree, they placed her under arrest and transported her to the Page County line, where one of their deputies took her to the jail in Clarinda. Bissell is being held in the jail on $300 bond. A joint investigation by authorities in two western Iowa counties has resulted in the recovery of stolen property, three arrests, and the discovery of illegal drugs, along with drug paraphernalia. Sheriff's deputies in Shelby and Crawford counties executed a search warrant at 258 5th Street in Erling Thursday afternoon. Arrested at the residence was 27-year-old Nicole McClure of Erling, who was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. McClure was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $100,000 bond. 24-year-old Elizabeth Melby of Moorhead was arrested at the home on a Monona County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Melby was transported to the Monona County Jail. And 46-year-old Daniel Welsh of Denison was arrested on three counts of third-degree burglary. He was being held in the Crawford County Jail on $5,000 bond. Officials say there is a possibility of more arrests being made in the near future as the investigation is ongoing. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said Thursday that a Griswold man had been arrested Sunday on an OWI charge. 25-year-old Nicholas Clyde Saylor of Griswold was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Saylor was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. And two Central Iowa men were arrested on drug charges Thursday morning in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department says 20-year-old Eduardo Luis Gomez Beza and 21-year-old Braulio Moreno, both of Marshalltown, were arrested following a traffic stop at around 1:30 a.m. Thursday in the 3100 block of Highway 71. Beza and Moreno were charged with possession of marijuana. Moreno also faces a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. The men were transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. And that is a check of some of the area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.